Farm payroll increased by 313,000 during the month of February, leaving the nation's unemployment rate at 4.1%. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us what sectors demonstrated the largest growth.
Employment rose in construction, retail trade, professional and business services, manufacturing, financial activities, and mining.
I'm John Clemens.
Some of the 911 calls are starting to be released in the Florida school shooting. Take a listen to this one from a frantic mother.
911, what is your emergency?
Hi, my daughter just texted me from school. She's at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in Parkland, and she says there's an active shooter. She says she's behind the desk right now, but the shots were close.
For all of these stories and more, please remember, check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
The end of winter may be in sight, but not quite so for the flu season. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
CDC Acting Director Ann Schuchat told Congress, "We're not out of the woods just yet.
We are not over with the season. Disease is decreasing, but the B strains are starting to be as common as the H3N2 strains."
This has been a particularly severe flu season, with more than 100 children in the U.S. dying of the flu.
Genetic testing company 23andMe has been given federal approval to sell at-home test kits to detect three different types of breast cancer gene mutations. A 23andMe spokesman said the tests for the three mutations will be added in the upcoming months to kits. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a radiologist, and she explains if she thinks this is a good idea.
Patients, women, everyone should have access to their health care information. I think that is crucial. I think people need to be in charge of the decisions when it comes to their health, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, especially in today's era. The direct-to-consumer availability of some of these things are great. I have some concerns about direct availability of genetic testing, though. And some of those are, you know, we have wonderful genetic counselors. You know, you get some information. It's not as simple as, oh, you have cancer, you don't have cancer, although that's not simple in itself. But when you are told that you have a genetic mutation that puts you at risk for something else, that's a lot of information, and a lot of people don't necessarily know what to do with that.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
them at a place and time that's not yet been determined. This follows an announcement from a South Korean diplomat who told reporters outside the White House last evening,
"I told President Trump that in our meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is committed to denuclearization. Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests."
After repeatedly saying earlier this week he'd ignore the subpoena from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, one-time Trump campaign aide Sam Nunberg is to testify before a grand jury today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview? Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Senate Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona is now threatening to introduce legislation that would void President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum. The president defended the broad tariffs at a White House event yesterday, saying the U.S. has been ravaged by aggressive foreign trade practices for years.
"I'm defending America's national security by placing tariffs on foreign imports of steel and aluminum."
Canada and Mexico are to be exempt from the tariffs. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort pleading not guilty to fraud and tax evasion charges brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. A judge yesterday setting a trial date for Manafort for the 10th of July. He faces a separate trial on September 17th on similar charges that he previously pled not guilty to. There's a bipartisan bill in the Senate now that would give judges the ability to remove guns from dangerous people. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
Home Depot is donating $50 million so as to train 20,000 people to become construction workers over the course of the next 10 years. It says the idea is to help roll back a shortage of people in the business that's led to rising home prices. For instance, there's a projected demand this year for 1.3 million homes in America, but only about 900,000 will probably be built, according to experts. The industry taking a hit during the recession, and workforce recovery has been slow. The education focused Home Builders Institute will spend that money from Home Depot to teach veterans, high school kids, and underprivileged youth how to do the job. An Australian woman finds what is believed to be the oldest message in a bottle that was tossed in the ocean back in 1886. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
She is Tanya Illman, who found the message inside the bottle while walking along some sand dunes near her home in Perth, Australia.
It's been preserved under the ground, so the scroll itself that was inside the bottle is so pristinely preserved for something that is nearly 132 years old.
Officials at the Western Australian Museum, where these items will all be placed on display, tell us thousands of these bottles were used by German ships to track ocean currents. I'm John Clemens.
And remember, you can find us online anytime at a place and time that's not yet been determined. This follows an announcement from a South Korean diplomat who told reporters outside the White House last evening,
"I told President Trump that in our meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is committed to denuclearization. Kim pledged that North Korea will refrain from any further nuclear or missile tests.
After repeatedly saying earlier this week he'd ignore the subpoena from special counsel Robert Mueller, one-time Trump campaign aide Sam Nunberg is to testify before a grand jury today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Zizol. Use as directed.
Senate Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona is now threatening to introduce legislation that would void President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum. The president defended the broad tariffs at a White House event yesterday, saying the U.S. has been ravaged by aggressive foreign trade practices for years.
I'm defending America's national security by placing tariffs on foreign imports of steel and aluminum.
Canada and Mexico are to be exempt from the tariffs. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort pleading not guilty to fraud and tax evasion charges brought by special counsel Robert Mueller. A judge yesterday setting a trial date for Manafort for the 10th of July. He faces a separate trial on September 17th on similar charges that he previously pled not guilty to. There's a bipartisan bill in the Senate now that would give judges the ability to remove guns from dangerous people. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
Home Depot's donating $50 million so as to train 20,000 people to become construction workers over the course of the next 10 years. It says the idea is to help roll back a shortage of people in the business that's led to rising home prices. For instance, there's a projected demand this year for 1.3 million homes in America, but only about 900,000 will probably be built, according to experts. The industry taking a hit during the recession, and workforce recovery has been slow. The education focused Home Builders Institute will spend that money from Home Depot to teach veterans, high school kids, and underprivileged youth how to do the job. An Australian woman finds what is believed to be the oldest message in a bottle that was tossed in the ocean back in 1886. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
She is Tanya Illman, who found the message inside the bottle while walking along some sand dunes near her home in Perth, Australia.
It's been preserved under the ground. So the scroll itself that was inside the bottle is so pristinely preserved for something that is nearly 132 years old.
Officials at the Western Australian Museum, where these items will all be placed on display, tell us thousands of these bottles were used by German ships to track ocean currents. I'm John Clemens.
And remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Well, the time is 8:07. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, 32 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, 20% chance of precipitation. We had a little snow showers this morning. That was quite a wake-up call. Today is Friday, TGIF, March 9th, 2018, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries or snow showers possible, a high of 42. Winds west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. It feels quite mild out there with no wind. Clear sky and low around 25 tonight, so things that melt will become ice again. You're going to have to watch out for that. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and 43. West-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunshine and some clouds and a high of 43 on Sunday, so that parade over in Clinton, St. Patrick's Day Parade in Clinton and Somerville, is a go. No problems there. Just going to have to search for places because the sidewalks are kind of taken up with a little snow at this point. Watching a potential winter storm, believe it or not, on Monday the 12th. Snow showers and a high around 40. Winds north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow 50%. Accumulation about 1 to 3 inches. And another possible inch of snow on Tuesday with a high near 40. Finally, on Wednesday the 14th, partly cloudy skies in the morning will give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, 38. Temperatures in the area, 32 in Raritan, 30 in Kingwood, 29 in Frenchtown, 29 in Phillipsburg, 29 in Asbury, 32 in the town of Clinton where that parade will be, 30 in Tewksbury, and 32 in White House. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunt and Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Blinded by the lights, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the lights, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the lights.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunt Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about any day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Manfred Mann, one of the band members, has a birthday today. We got plenty of celebrity birthdays coming up. Welcome to Friday TGIF. This is Good Morning Hunterdon. What a couple of days we have had. Probably one of the worst two nor'easters in the recent history. And in certain cases, some people have claimed that this has been worse than Hurricane Sandy in our area. With the wet snow and the heavy winds and the soggy ground, we've had more power outages. And JCP&L, it's been reported still 110,000 people in New Jersey still without power. In New Jersey, about 7,600 households, and they're still working on trying to get all that resolved. They had to cease some of that work because of the crazy storm and terrible conditions on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. But and there's a lot of people throwing JCPNL under the bus, and they might be right and they might not. You know, at some point, as I said back on Tuesday, there's a saturation point where you just don't have enough people, period. Doesn't matter what you do. You just don't have enough folks. You can't prepare for every situation. Anyway, we're back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on Huntsburg.com. Checking traffic. Let's see what's going on our roads today. I tell you, yesterday was insane, the amount of stuff. I don't even know why people are out on the roads. There was no reason in certain cases to be out there, and yet people were going like crazy. In Easton and Trenton Turnpike at Sargentville Road, Flemington reports of tree limbs and icy conditions in the area. Use caution. Rock Road west of Brunswick Pike, Lambertville, downed wire. In the area of 106 Rock Road West, use alternative route. And Route 31 southbound at River Road, Flemington congestion due to volume. Came out at 8.05 p.m. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. We had a lot of crazy things with jackknife tractor trailers and road closures and everything else. So please, drive safe, sound, find out where your alternative routes are. And let's not get in a rush, because all you're going to do is create more congestion when you wind up in an accident. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchimer Radio Traffic. What is on Huntsburg.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30. Just checking my schedule to see if she's actually on the list today. She is. So we'll talk with her and find out what's been going on in the last 2 days. And then after that, we talk with Mike to get some movie reviews. We had the Oscars out there. Mike's not a big believer in the validity of the Oscars. He thinks it's a big political popularity contest. But Mike will give us other movies that we should probably look at and check out. So we'll talk with him from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it's Hands Across Hunterdon and Susan Lax. Her team has been very busy over the last couple of days trying to help people overcome the challenges, especially of power outages and the like. So let's listen to Susan Lax and find out all about what's going on in Hunterdon, the overcoming the challenges, and how her team interfaces and interacts with other nonprofits who have skill sets. Home Sweet Home guys are in. Patrick Gregory and Steve Bailey come on in and help you maintain and improve your home with home maintenance from the basement to the attic and everything in between. Pat Gregory, the Home Sweet Home guys, along with Brass Tack Home Improvement, that's Home Inspections, that's Steve Bailey. Fat Guys at the Movies is on from noon to 1, a review of not only current movies but past historical movies as well. Awaken to Your Purpose with Bob Burns is on from 1 to 2, helping you find your lot in life. And while you're on that journey, live consciously. Pay attention to all little nuances and things that are going on in your life that you are forgetting about and taking for granted. Now It's the News is on from 3 to 4, a tongue-in-cheek, comedic way of looking at the political satire that's going on every week here. And then Pat Smits comes in and reads new case law and new decisions that affect you in personal and professionally. And then we finish it up with the sports guys who debate national sports. The combine is over. Now we start talking about free agency in the NFL. We're about to open up in very near future baseball. We're in the middle of hockey and basketball. All that and more is on HuntsburgRadio.com. It's on the website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HanaChimbaria.com. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
That's Aqua helping with BrandonLax.com. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. Bet you can guess what this is all about. All right, let's see what we have for the month of March. Youth Art Month. Worldwide Homeschooling Awareness Month. World Workplace Eye Wellness Month. Women's History Month. Vascular Abnormalities Awareness Month. Trisomy Awareness Month. Transgender Month of Action for Health Care Equity. Supply Management Month. Spiritual Wellness Month. Social Work Month. Small Press Month. Sing With Your Child Month. Save Your Vision Month. And Save the Vokito Month. It's Quinoa Month. Poison Prevention Awareness Month. Play the Recorder Month. Pause to Read Month, and Optimism Month. It is the 9th of March, and so here are the items that are included in that for the week. It's the 12th Paralympic Winter Games starts today, National Money Collectors Week, Women of Aviation Worldwide Week, National School Breakfast Week finishes up today, Women in Construction Week, Will Eisner Week finishes up tomorrow, Teen Tech Week, Save Your Vision Week, Return the Borrowed Books Week, the library would like to talk to you about that, Read an E-Book Week, also the library would like to talk to you about that. They have all e-books over at the County Library under 12. Professional Pet Sitters Week, National Words Matter Week, National School Social Work Week, National Procrastination Week. Well, is it this week or is it not? It's hard for me to tell. National Dental Assistance Recognition Week, National Consumer Protection Week, Celebrate Your Name Week, Endometriosis Week finished up today. National Days of Action. And for today, it is Get Over It Day, Joe Franklin Day, Middle Name Pride Day, National Day of Unplugging, It's Panic Day, Enabled Across America Console, and Canada and Cana. Shabbat Across America and Canada. It's U.S. Snowshoe Days, and it's Barbie Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLux.com and Aqua. Pick something and get involved. Moving on to a little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, posted yesterday morning. Now, I bring this up. I try and get away from negative news in some manner, shape, or form, but I wanted to bring to your attention the fact that we constantly refer to people to go to Crime Stoppers. If you know of something that's going on and you just don't want to get technically involved and you want to be anonymous, Crime Stoppers has the way to do it. You can either phone and leave a message. You can text. There's even an app. But what I wanted you to be aware of is many of you would maybe shrug your shoulders and say, does it really work? Well, here we go. A Crime Stoppers tip leads to an arrest of two for heroin possession. Hunterdon County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III said an anonymous tip from Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon led to a joint investigation by the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office and the Raritan Township Police Department that resulted in two people being arrested for possession of heroin. Sean Ripley, 30, and Jennifer Sarasa, 36, both of Flemington, were arrested and charged on February 26th after the vehicle they were in was stopped in Flemington, Kearns said. Both were charged with third-degree possession of heroin, according to a news release. Sarasa was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, a disorderly person offense, and during the arrest, 51 bags of heroin were recovered from the motor vehicle, Kearns said. Ripley was released after processing, and Sarasa was held in the Somerset County Jail pending a detention hearing. Crime Stoppers continues to be a valuable tool for law enforcement, and we are grateful for their support, Kearns said. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is based on the principle that members of the community may have information that they believe can help solve a crime, but may fear reprisal or may be reluctant to get involved. Crime Stoppers resolves these challenges by offering anonymity to those who wish to provide information about crimes and paying rewards when the information supplied leads to an arrest or indictment. The joint investigation by the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office, Gangs, Guns, and Narcotics Task Force, and the Raritan Township Police Department was announced by Kearns and Acting Chief of Detectives Frank R. Crisologo and Raritan Township Police Chief Glenn Tabasco. So there you have it. Finally have some proof that Crime Stoppers is viable, a viable alternative. And 51 bags of heroin could potentially be 51 people who eventually could lead to a deterioration of their life or even an overdose. Celebration observances and a little vitamin C for today. All right, we're a little late. I can push the envelope and get the celebrity birthdays in, or I'll just hold it off until later because I want to get Michelle Heide in, and we got plenty to talk about. So we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes right after the news. Hang on.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow. And the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction coming in from around the world to news that President Trump has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. China now says it welcomes news of those direct talks between Trump and the North Korean dictator. This follows an announcement yesterday outside the White House from a South Korean official who delivered the news to President Trump that Kim wants to meet with him.
We are optimistic about continuing a diplomatic process to test the possibility of a peaceful resolution.
The officials say Kim has claimed he'd be willing to consider giving up his nuclear weapons. No date or location for the talks have been set yet. After two winter storms and a week in the Northeast, forecasters now say there's a potential for another winter storm in that region on Monday. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
It's time to talk with Michelle from Patton, Heide & Associates. She's on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. We've fared pretty bad nor'easters. There are 110,000 people still in New Jersey that don't have power.
Yikes.
Yeah, 7,600 in Hunterdon County.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And those folks, some of them have been out of power for a week now because it's been
right,
since last Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
But
oof.
Looks like we're going to get some milder weather now. We're going to be in the 40s. And we might have another sneak attack on Monday. Might have another 1 to 3 inches. So
okay.
We'll see.
Nothing.
It's nothing. Well, it's nothing.
I'd rather not, but at least it's better than, 12 to 18
inches. Yeah, but it's nothing. But when you already had 13,
That's true.
And some folks up in Morris County at 26.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's hard enough trying to tromp through the snow with, 12, 13 inches.
Yep.
Our dog was like, what the heck am I supposed to do out here?
How tall is your dog? After a while, it's like, what's the point?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Need to build a tunnel. Unbelievable.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And it certainly was no fun shoveling either. I don't mind shoveling the light stuff, but at one point I asked myself, I'm like, all right, I'm at the age where I really shouldn't be overdoing this snow shoveling thing.
Oh, you know, come on. You run half marathons. Come on.
I know.
Please.
Maybe I'm trying to come up with an excuse to not have to do too much shoveling.
Well,
have my kids help out a little more.
Yeah, that's the excuse. That's the excuse.
Exactly.
Say, I shouldn't be doing this. You guys should be doing this. That's one of the reasons.
Exactly.
All right.
Boy.
Wow.
All right. So I guess we should talk about the markets
this
morning.
Ma'am.
And actually, right now, the markets are relatively flat. We have jobs report coming in this morning. Actually, that should be hitting any minute now. So hopefully that'll hit while we're on the phone. Other news, you know, continues to focus around Donald Trump. He signed the two declarations yesterday, which would implement the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. They're expected to take effect in 15 days, and they're going to put a 25% charge on steel, 10% on aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
However, Canada and Mexico are exempt. We also have Trump accepting an invitation to meet with Kim Jong-un.
Wow.
In the month of May. I'm sure that will be a very interesting meeting. But at least, again, North Korea is open to having some talks. So Let me just see. We have a couple of Fed presidents on the speaking circuit today. Again, not really looking for any new or different news. All right, looks like the jobs report came in. Wow, non-farm payrolls increased by 313,000 in February versus 200,000 estimates. Holy mackerel, that was kind of way off on the good side.
Yeah.
So obviously that's good news.
Now, wait, this is interesting. Now, we don't know what's going to happen yet, and hopefully you haven't looked at the futures. But here's where I get really confused. We know that's good news, right?
Right.
But
right.
Now, is the market going to say, oh, my God, the economy's getting too hot and freak out because – That reverse psychology drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy, too. It's like, people, this is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So actually, in this case, it does look like the futures actually did jump more than 100 points on the Dow after that report came in. So, again, the numbers came in positive, although it sounds like the wage numbers came in a little bit weaker than expected. So we still continue to see wages kind of lagging behind where people would like to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, at least from a futures perspective, the futures took the headline numbers positively. So that's a good thing. Looks like European markets, doesn't look like that's factored in yet to their markets, but I'm sure within the next few minutes that'll kick in. Overnight trading, we had Asia Pacific region trading mostly higher. A lot of that had to do with the fact that Trump accepted the invitation to meet in North Korea. So, you know, I guess over there people are feeling a little bit more comfortable with North Korea.
Right.
But we'll see what happens when they meet in May. And let's see. Other news, I did see a headline that good old Bitcoin is down about 24% for the week. So what was it, a month or two ago when all those people, you know, when you had the toll collector saying, everybody rush out and invest in Bitcoin. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Just in 1 week, it's down about 24%. It looks like it's trading below $9,000 at this point.
Wow.
And some of that has to do with the fact that I believe the SEC came out and said that, you know, this does need to be a regulated industry. You know, so obviously that's going to affect things, because once you have regulation, which again is a good thing in many cases, as long as it's not too heavily regulated where people can't actually get the work done that they need to get done, you know, not a bad thing. So, it looks like on this Friday morning, looks like we'll be opening in the green and see where we go from here. I know that just within the past couple days, based on some of the current volatility, some of the quote-unquote experts have been revising their original expectations in terms of the market performance for the year. And interestingly enough, well, maybe not interestingly enough, a lot of that had to do with lightening up on bonds in terms of overall allocations. Again, that's not a surprise when you're in a rising interest rate environment, especially if things continue to look strong from an economic perspective, unless you need the income. And, of course, you never want to have all of your portfolio in equities. But you may want to lighten up on the duration of bonds that you're in or the bond funds that you hold, or look at other alternatives in the fixed income space. You know, even at this point, again, not that cash is earning a lot, but at least you know that your net asset value isn't going to fluctuate. So,
right.
So that's where we are on this Friday morning. It's hard to believe it's already March, what is it, March 9th? March 10th, March 9th. I know, I'm already thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, the quarter wraps up like in a couple weeks. How is that possible?
Yeah. No, it was funny. I did that last night. I went, wait a minute, we're almost halfway through March already.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
Exactly.
So.
And I also wanted to put in a little plug for the Advancing 100 is doing their annual economic forecast luncheon on March 27th at lunchtime up at Beaverbrook. And Joe and I were fortunate enough to get Russell Price, who's our chief economist at Ameriprise, to fly in to give the economic update. So
nice.
Really looking forward to hearing his commentary and, you know, encourage our listeners to go to the 100-chamber.org website and sign up to attend. Should be a good meeting.
Excellent. So you get an idea of what where things are headed.
Exactly.
It should solidify what Michelle Heide tells us every morning. Interesting thing about the payroll, you said that people still feel that their pay is lagging behind what they expect. Has anybody done any, has anybody done any math after the tax plan that their net take home has actually changed even though their gross pay hasn't?
You're not hearing too much about that.
Interesting, right? Everybody's just complaining about the top number.
Right.
But, you know, it turns out that your top number might have stayed the same, but you actually might have a net increase.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's that math. Keeps showing up all the time. I keep telling my kids that. Well.
So whenever my kids are complaining about math, they're like, when are we? I'm like, you will actually use math. You know, all throughout your life. It's very important.
Yep. No, I watch it every day. I sit there and laugh because I have kids are sitting there trying to do recipes in the kitchen, or they're trying to figure out. I had one of my daughters stormed in the other night. She said, "Why am I not getting as big a refund as my other coworkers?" And I said, "It's not like they just hand out like money to 20-year-olds. It's what you put in is what you get out, and it depends on a whole lot of other things." So.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's funny. Even when I can use my calculator to do certain things, I still, just to keep the old brain sharp, I still sometimes sit down with a pen and paper and, you know, go through it hand by, you know, go through it in my head and hand and then double check with the calculator.
There you go. Very cool. It's your way of keeping that dementia and Alzheimer's off to the side, right?
Exactly. Let's hope.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll have it figured out by that time, so we'll see.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, you have a great weekend. You guys over going up to Clinton to watch the parade this Sunday? Over past your office now, right?
So that should be, that's always a fun one.
Good. Is Joe going to be serving anything while we're there?
That's a good question.
All right. Well, I know you're up there in Lee Street, and I had good old Bill Healy over here talking about the Clinton Parade and the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Tuesday. So it should be a great weather, and as always, it's a fun time over there, and everybody gets a beer and some great corned beef sandwiches over by the mill. So
absolutely. Sounds good.
All right, Michelle, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
You too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony, very supportive of 100 Chamber Radio and 100 Chamber of Commerce. Michelle hosts me with the investment update, market update, every morning on Good Morning 100 and 100ChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning 100.
The light.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's Friday, and we talk movies with my good friend Mike, who reviews movies for us. Hey, man, how are you?
Good morning, Big C. What's going on?
I finally broke out of the house. It was it's insane being cooped up with all those crazy people.
You broke out. You were being held there.
Yes, I was.
Good, your escape.
I needed to get my escape. So,
that's quite something.
Yep.
Just remember, you know, to not announce your presence, and maybe you can remain at large for a while.
Well, it was a challenge. Everybody got cabin fever over the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we talk movies with you, and you always go and check out one that's in the theaters. What's happening out there this week?
Start with Red Sparrow. This is rated R. It's directed by Francis Lawrence. It stars Jennifer Lawrence, Joel Edgerton, Jeremy Irons, Charlotte Rampling, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A prima ballerina, played by Lawrence, suffers a catastrophic injury, which ends her career. She needs to look after her mother, who is infirm. They are alone. So she is recruited into Sparrow School, where she endures rather sadistic training in order to become a spy and gather information, her specialty being, or their specialty being, how to discover the opponent's weakness, but through seduction, etc., okay?
Uh-huh.
And then she goes on assignment, and she meets someone from the CIA who attempts to turn her, and perhaps, and therein lies our story. Film has endless shots of Jennifer Lawrence looking past, sort of, you know, pensive, and it's quite interminable. It goes on for quite a long time, and what we don't have is much suspense or suspense at all, really. We don't have much character development, and we really don't have much of chemistry between the two leads, which is vital at this in this film, because they develop a relationship and there's some questions there and so forth.
Sure.
And so the experience, you know, to paraphrase crudely, you know, while I nodded nearly napping, and then suddenly you're jolted out of that by, you know, sudden bursts of genuine brutality. The sequences of our training are such. And so there you have it. It doesn't work. You certainly have a talented cast, but the story, just there's no real tension there. And this is meant to be, an adult thriller. And so, to go some distance away from things like Point of No Return from years ago with Bridget Fonda, et cetera, this is supposed to be, purports to be more adult and so forth. But it just doesn't work. And one is waiting, and you go, okay, where's the suspense, and where something happen? And I'm not, one's not looking for car chases and such, but we're looking for some genuine interaction between the characters and something that builds suspense and something, and it just doesn't happen in this film. So I can't recommend it. It's doing quite well last time I checked the box office. But
well, it must be another reason then. It's funny.
Yeah, the reason is that Jennifer Lawrence can get a film made.
Right, right.
And she can put people in seats.
Yep.
And I recommend that you not bring yourself to one of those seats.
It's funny, when you started the synopsis, it sounded like she needed to be home more to take care of her mom. And then all of a sudden she's out in spy school. So even that doesn't work.
Well, here's all right. I mean, we'll put a finer point on it. The beginning of the film, she's a ballerina. She has an injury.
Right.
It's catastrophic. It's the Soviet Union. So it doesn't make specific, but she's going to lose everything because even her apartment that she and her mother occupy is owned by the ballet company.
Mm.
So she's in. Therein is the way she's compelled to begin. She does a job for them, and then we're in spy school. But
right.
Yeah.
Because
the deal is, do this for us, and we will make certain that mom is looked after, et cetera.
Oh, so yeah, so there's kind of like a blackmailish type thing going on. And then the other thing that was interesting was that you mentioned that she learns these techniques of seduction, and then you bring up a little later on that there's this relationship. So my question is, do we as the viewer, the observer, are we keeping that into question that she's being,
yeah,
or does her lover catch on as well? Is it?
Well, that's part of it, but it's not really developed because therein, I just panned the film and we'll talk about it. But that's what doesn't work.
Right.
You say, all right, does he understand that he's being, because he's also, and he's talking to his superiors saying, I think I can turn her. I think I can, well, no. And if she, and they make some rather crude comments of like, if she is a sparrow,
right,
you'll never get anywhere with her anyway because she's out of your, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right, does he understand that, he's being seduced and so forth. And,
right.
And if there were, if one had, or if there was on screen, genuine chemistry between the two leads, that would work. It doesn't happen here. So.
Yeah, I get you. Kind of feels like No Way Out a little bit.
That was a better film.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. So cool. All right. So we will bypass that one. That one you're not even telling me to watch when it gets on.
There's so many there's so many loopholes now.
Yeah.
Right? Which is okay. Don't spend the money or make the effort to get to the theater, but is the film worth a look if it's just sort of coming your way?
Yeah.
And in this case, I think people will just be disappointed.
Yeah,
I really find
something else to do with your 2 hours.
There are other things out there,
yeah.
Certainly.
All right, so we'll move on. What's streaming or on a DVD?
All right. Abacus, small enough to go to jail is the name of the film.
Okay.
2016, directed by Steve James, and it is the true story of the Abacus Federal Savings Bank, which was a family-owned savings bank in Chinatown, New York City, owned by a family and principally by a man who was a lawyer. And because of his sense of obligation and wanting to serve the community, he, some years ago, they established the bank, and his daughters work with him, not all of his daughters, but they are the only bank, the subprime crisis, they were the only financial institution to face charges rather than get bailed out. And
wow.
They are a small bank, and this is a documentary, if you like, but it plays like a thriller.
Oh, cool.
Because we're interviewing the actual people, we're going through the process with them, and it took 10 years. They're talking to the current DA who brought the charges, Sirens Vance Jr., and he's giving his